Excuse me, the recording has now started.
Thank you ever so much, Francesca. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cross-Community Working Group on the Use of Country Territory Names as TLDs meeting on the 15th of July 2014. On the call today, we have Daniel Caltes, Mayana Tazik, Maxima Zoba, Gabriela Schlack, Anbeth Lang, Siyun Han, Lisa Fu, Henry Chan, Carlos Ruizzi, Chris Chaffel, Tinta Suknanan, Ron Sherwood, Laura Hutchinson, Inam Ali, and Mason Cole. We have an apology from Olga Cavalli. And from staff, we have Marika Koenig, Bart Boswinkle, Ross Hoffman, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Lisa.
Okay, well, welcome, everyone. Bart has sent out a draft agenda, and I don't know if anyone has anything to add to the agenda.
Hi, Lisa. It's Annabeth.
Hi, Annabeth.
The agenda is fine. Hello.
Okay. Okay. So, I don't know, Bart, were you going to take item 2, approval of action items and timeline?
Yes, it's just as a starting point, say at the face-to-face meeting in London, the members present discussed a bit of a timeline and the deliverables from as of the London meeting up to the Los Angeles meeting. So that was captured, I hope, in the document I've sent right after the face-to-face meeting in London, and in order to give everybody a chance to have a look at it again and get familiarized with it, we put it on the agenda again. So it's more or less to strengthen the way of working of that, say, decisions, etc., made on 2 calls, so everybody has a chance to have a look at it before something becomes finalized. And I think it's one of the experiences from another cross-community working group which worked pretty well, especially with the global attendance we have on this one and in the other one as well. So it's the first question is, from my end, are there any questions related to the action items and timelines as discussed and agreed upon at the London meeting? So, okay, then I think if there are no questions, I assume, and maybe it's more a negative way, does anybody object to the deliverables and timelines and the way of working in the as documented? If so, please raise your hand, and then we can have a discussion around it. If not, so if everybody agrees, then we can. I think we should consider it as adopted by the working group. I don't see any hands up. Is there anybody who wants to make? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is Scott Harlan. I'm joining the call. I thought I was still talking to the operator.
Okay. Hi, Scott. We're just running through the second item on the agenda, say the approval of the action items and the timeline, because it sets the agenda and say a bit about the mechanics of the meetings from now until the Los Angeles meeting. So if you have any questions, now is your chance to raise them, or if you have any comments or do not agree, now is your chance. If so, then consider them agreed in the as the second reading of it.
Okay, thank you.
No questions. Okay, then I think I don't see any questions, nor any hands raised or objections. So consider them approved.
I agree.
Go ahead, Lisa.
No. I agree. When we have had our chances to object if anyone wanted to. So
So okay then. Say based on this one. Say the first item on the agenda for say the first substantive item on the agenda is the review of policy. Say, and the question is, if you go back to the study group final report, is the list of policies, is it still is it complete? Are they represented accurate, and are they actual? So does the timeline agrees? Is Paul on the call already? Paul Schindler? No, he was supposed to be on the call and to provide an overview of the different policies because he used to be the chair of the study group. Lisa, do you want me to do it?
Yes, please.
No, that's down as my cue bar.
He's there. Hi, Paul.
Oh, that's good.
I am sorry. I've tried. Oh, boy. We're only 6 minutes in, but yeah, I'm very sorry that I missed the early bits of the call. But sorry, what did I miss, Bart?
We just adopted that you will do all the work.
Oh. Okay, nothing new then.
No, it's the action items and the timeline, as discussed during the previous meet in the London face-to-face meeting. And the way of working, so the mechanics of the meetings, etc. That's what we agreed. No questions, no comments, etc. So now we are into the third point on the agenda, the review of policies.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Bart. And apologies again for my tardiness because I think it must be the difficulties I'm having here in this poorly underserviced region, but with regards to the review of policies, as we'd noted in our previous minutes, working group members had been encouraged to look at the policies and as they were finalised by the study group, the policies that the group had looked at, and if there were any questions or comments with regards to that final report, to post them to our list. I hadn't noted any. So as such, I don't propose to go into the previous policies in any great detail, but in summary, we'd looked at policies and methods for the way... Well, we looked at policies for two letter codes as they were used as CCTLDs, so that's simply ASCII CCTLDs, rules that might have come up as part of the fast-track process. There was also the way in which country names were treated under the new GTLD process, noting that that was an evolving and still is an evolving process, and the rules that were found in the applicant guidebook, and they were listed at length in the report of the study group. And we also addressed a couple of policies under development, so IDN CCTLD overall policy, Bart may wish to comment later about the distinction between that and the fast track, obviously, and the way the rules were treated there. And I think that was just about all of them, Bart. Did I miss something? I don't believe I have.
You have. Maybe with the exception that's an important with regard to the new GTLD policy, is there is the applicant guidebook makes a distinction between the first and the second round. Not the second round, and progressive rounds. That's the way it's used. So it's the exemption or the exception under the applicant guidebook that all country and territory names in all languages are excluded. And then you have the rule itself. Yeah, and then if that's clear and you can hear me, then I'll go a bit on, the current status of the IDN overall policy and its relation with the fast track process. Currently, IDN CCTLDs are, say, are assigned on the basis of the IDN fast track methodology. It's a methodology and not a policy, and that methodology will be replaced in time by the IDN CCTLD policy itself. The status of the overall policy is that it's still in the the board report has been submitted to the ICANN board of directors, but we are waiting for the outcome of one of the new elements in the IDN fast track to be reviewed. That is the extended process similarity review. Because of the experimental nature of the fast track process, it was only thought to be appropriate that this new element to the IDN fast track, which was suggested by the overall policy, should be reviewed before the board would take a final vote on the overall policy. So. The overall policy is pending a review of the implementation of the second panel as suggested through the overall policy. That's the status of the IDN policy in relation to the fast track methodology. Back to you, Paul. Paul?
I'm sorry about it. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm sorry about that. I'm having real problems today. So, no, look, I didn't have too much to add, but I mean, Bart had added some clarification there about the fast track process, but. Again, all of the policies that we looked at as part of the study group, we believed at the time to be complete assessment and a thorough assessment. And I note that over the last couple of months, well, particularly since London, there's been an absence of comments from working group members about whether there had been any gaps or any failings in what we'd looked at in terms of the policies that were out there and how they relate to the use of country and territory names. So I essentially what I'm asking for is a final call. Is there any comment from working group members that the work that was undertaken by the study group is in any way incomplete or lacks some detail or we've missed particular policy process, or has the environment evolved in some way since the study group's final report was delivered in September? If there are no comments, then what I'd like to do is actually take that as accepted, and we tick that as the first outcome of this working group, and move on to subsequent priorities.
I note Maxime made a note in the chat. This is Maxime. My understanding is that the applicant guidebook is going to be refined based on the round. The cycle is not finished yet, though. So it's my understanding as well, and this is one of the reasons. If you would go back to the recommendations of the study group. To, as part of that review, in preparation or in parallel with that review, that this working group was initiated by the CCNSO. So, and then he added, so it should not be taken into consideration. So the current applicant guidebook is as it is. So that's a good thing. So I don't see, I think that everybody agrees with it, Paul and Lisa.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to sound forceful in terms of pushing through one of the first major deliverables or one of the box, I like to refer to it as a box that we're going to tick for this working group. I like to strike a line between just accepting what the study group came up with and casting a fresh set of eyes at it, because there are so many new members on this working group that were not on the study group previously. But this was originally intended to be, hopefully, a simple exercise in terms of just checking, a sanity check, so to speak, that the study group had covered all of the relevant policies. So far, we've not received anything to the list. We've not heard any particular comments. We acknowledge that some policies are under development and the process has evolved. But if there aren't any other comments, that we would like to tick that off as a review of policies for their completeness and accuracy.
Paul, Annabeth has her hand up. She wants to raise a question.
Annabeth, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Annabeth.
I expect that's my end, not yours, so okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. I just had a question about the applicant guidebook, Bob, because what we had in the recommendation was that we try to find a result on these complex questions, and that's why we suggested or recommended that we should keep on with the work and not change the applicant guidebook until we had found, if possible, a solution. But do we know anything about the work on changing the basis of the applicant guidebook? Has that been started at all? Or should we wait until the first round? And how sufficient or how deep will the changes for the applicant guidebook overall be?
I can only answer one aspect of it, Annabeth, and this is Bart again for the transcript. And some people are typing in the chat as well. So I don't have any oversight on the applicant guidebook itself. What I know is the second recommendation of the study group at the time, so that means a letter from the CCNSO Council or from the CCNSO to the board and informing the Governmental Advisory Committee as well on extending the rule until, as say, in the applicant guidebook for next and consecutive round until this working group has finished its task, still needs to be sent. So, and probably based on that aspect, say, we'll get a response from ICANN staff dealing with the review of the applicant guidebook.
And this is Annabeth again. So then we don't know how long time this will take before the CCNSO Council will send, if possible, if they do at all, send a letter.
They will send. They've adopted that resolution, but it was more a matter of getting this working group up and running before sending the letter. And the intention was to do it just prior to the London meeting, but other events took over, like the IANA stewardship transition.
And okay. Annabeth, Paul here, just to add a little bit of extra clarification, the intent always was that we would the recommendations of the study group would be adopted by council at CCNSO council. They were part of that was, again, to advise the ICANN board that we would recommend a as Bart referred to, an exclusion of country and territory names for subsequent rounds of the new GTOD process. But it wasn't felt appropriate to do so until there was a structure in place, an element in place that could take the place of the study group. And that's why the establishment of the working group took precedent. We've done that now, and therefore the advice of the CCNSO Council refers to an entity that actually exists as opposed to one that might. So that's hence the timing, and as Bart notes, well, there have been some delays due to other issues that have taken precedent, but otherwise...
It's still, yeah, it's said the council adopted it. I've noted, say... Marika, you had your hand up first.
Yes, thanks, Bart. So this is Marika. Just on the note of reviewing the applicant guidebook in the current round, I just wanted to note that the GNSO Council actually resolved in London to form a discussion group which has an intention to basically indeed look at the current round and look at areas that may need future work as, you know, people start maybe thinking ahead of a next round. And presumably this is one of the items that may come up, and of course, you know, at that stage will be a reference to the work that's ongoing. But just wanted to note that indeed, you know, discussions are starting off, at least on the GNSO side, looking at what has been done under the current round, which may be areas that require further policy work looking ahead, and that is something that has just started, basically.
Lisa?
Hi, it's Lisa for the transcript. Lisa for the transcript. Do we know when the next round is, or is that because I'm not aware of it. Are we in a hurry, or is it going to take 2 years from now?
It's Paul here, if I may dare to gaze into my crystal ball. Much of the issue, many of the issues that we raise here are to do with not having any certainty about future timings, and therefore it's about advising the ICANN board, staff and others that might be involved in this process about our intentions, our process, what we're going on with at the moment. We don't know. It's how long is a piece of string. We don't know when these timings are coming, but at least if statements are made about work that's in progress at the moment, that avoids any possibility of what we're doing not being acknowledged. So it's not working to a finite time frame, but that was much the same issue that the study group dealt with, so it shouldn't be deemed as unusual.
Okay, Lisa, for again, I agree. If we don't have a timeline, we should continue working as we are in a hurry, I think, or not in a hurry, but just continue the work as we planned. Thank you.
Paul, Lisa, just going back to, say, as on this call, say, I think they're not really questions about the completeness on the... in the study group report, my suggestion would be that we, as agreed methodology, revisit this question again on the next call and then go into the second item, say, that's around the typology, and say, as if everybody agrees again on the next call, then we call it, say, as again a point of agreement by the working group, and we check that box.
Lisa Poor again. Yeah, fine with me. I'm absolutely happy with that.
Yeah.
It's Annabeth here again. But just one more thing. So
yeah.
If it's going on some discussions in parallel with what we are discussing here, it might be interesting to know that, because we don't want the same problems that we had last time, that a lot of things with the geographical names and the country and territory names, they had ended up being discussed in different groups, discussing the same things, but they didn't connect. So that's a good thing with this cross-community working group, of course. So it's really important that everything that's going on these issues should get into the work of the working group, so we know everything about what's going on.
And the other way around, and the other way as well, probably, that what's going on in this working group we shared with, for example, the Marika just mentioned, the GNSO review group.
Yeah, I think that's really important to take care of.
Yeah. Okay. Lisa and Paul, back to you on to the agenda.
Well, if Lisa doesn't mind, I think we're actually on to item four in terms of any other business, but were there particular comments that people wanted to raise, any other issues people wanted to raise, that the scope of our agenda and as far as it's been set so far, the work plan, were there any questions that people particularly wanted to raise?
Hi, Paul. It's Lisa Fuhr again, for the record.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I have a question for any other business if we've reached item four, and that is in the report you made, you had a scope and you had a specific. I just need to see the complete title. Sorry, purpose and scope of activities, and then now we have a charter. Do any of the purpose from the former scope and purpose go into the new charter, or is that as it is, or what's the plan with those two documents, and what is the difference between our charter and the old purpose and scope? That's a lot of questions, I'm sorry. But.
Thank you for the question, Alex. I hope I can answer them as one. I've referred to it previously as not wanting to dwell on the ghost of the previous study group. The group has made, that group has concluded its work, and we must acknowledge that there are a lot of people on this working group that weren't on that study group. There are recommendations that have come out of that group, and that's what we're attempting to address one by one in terms of recommendations that were then adopted, which have become the preliminary action items for this group. It's just to set our scene, to set us going. That includes just checking that the policy review that was undertaken by the previous study group was complete and appropriate. Checking that the methodology and the processes that group went through were complete and appropriate. It's not meant to guide nor limit the scope of this working group. The overarching document becomes the charter for this. The charter is the overarching document for this group. It's just a case of we're going through those early stages where we're making sure that all of the study groups activities were as everyone expects, everyone's comfortable with that, and then we move on. It's just a transition phase we have now. It's not meant to necessarily curtail the activities of this working group in any way.
Hi, it's Lisa Fuhr again. Well, I'm fine with that. I was just curious about the link between those two.
Yeah, it's Paul again here, and I don't want us to monopolise the conversation, but again, it's making sure that all of the new members of this working group are comfortable with what came from the study group, giving everybody an opportunity to question the findings of it, but making sure that the procedures were sound and thorough, and then that as a basis gives us a good basis to move on into the subsequent workings of this group, and that's where it takes on its own life. It does not need to be bound to the outcomes of the study group, aside from the recommendations as everyone's already read.
Any other questions? No, not in the chat. Nothing. You want to move on to the next item? So that's next meetings.
But I don't have the schedule in front of me, and Lisa and I are sort of juggling the...
No, no, the next item is the next meetings.
No, that's fine. I don't have in front of me the schedule as was proposed in London,
okay.
But I believe that we were to...
Yeah, we haven't set up for a date. There is one question that is relevant for everybody, is say the first call we had with this working group that was prior to the London meeting was at, I believe it was at 8 a.m. UTC or earlier. So that was difficult for the people in the Western Hemisphere. This one is around noon, so this one is at noon UTC. It's difficult for, again, for people on the Western Hemisphere and for Paul and the others in the Far East, in Australia, etc. One of the points of discussion was to start working on the basis of a rotational time slot, so a fixed date, say either on Tuesday, but then rotate the times every time plus 6 hours or something, 6 or 7 hours, so everybody would have the pain of inconvenient calls. So that was a first item. So do we need to do have these calls on the basis of time rotation? So that was the first question. Any comments, questions around that or agreement? Annabeth?
Yeah, it's Annabeth Lange. When I worked with the Governmental Advisory Committee, when we have teleconferences like that, we had one Western and one Eastern call on the same agenda.
Yeah.
So it's possible for both to have a good time. Will that be too much for the Secretariat?
Probably, yes. And it's not just the Secretariat, but also for the chairs, because they need to attend, and then you have a coordination issue between. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe, and that's one of the reasons for having the basic rule of no final decisions in one call, only after two calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anybody else with questions, comments on a rotational basis or objection to it?
Bart, it's Paul, if I may, as one of the victims of the Far East, as you put it. I would welcome, and I'm quite used to having a rotational basis for teleconferences. That's happened with other working groups previously. I think we need to, as Heather alluded to in London, make a pretty firm assessment of who participates on which calls. Therefore,
yeah,
we take our decisions about when we schedule our calls, not based on what the overall demographic of the group is and where everyone's located, but rather who's actually participating. And Heather was quite firm on that, so I shall remind her of that, given that she's not on this call. But the key point being that we work around those that, via a doodle poll or other mechanism or whatever it is, actually are committing to this regularly. I'm very happy to do late calls. I'm very happy to do early calls. I think that is only fair, and we can't deviate from that process unless there's a real driver to do otherwise, because that would be too exclusive. So I'm happy with that unless others have other opinions.
Okay, so based on this, what we will do as a Secretariat, we will send out a doodle poll with on a rotational basis for calls, and probably we need to agree upon it, first of all online, but confirm it in end of August, call for end of August, mid-September, and early October, but that's a tentative one before the LA meeting, if we need to finalize anything before the LA meeting. I think that is the easiest way forward.
But it's Paul again. I'm sorry, I'm not in front of the Adobe room, so if there are no hands up, again, I would encourage everyone to provide their input to that doodle poll. I'm very happy for us to do this on a rotational basis, but again, we need to, as Heather stated in London, get moving with this group set some parameters around people's participation, and that from the experience of the study group, it's too easy to lag from meeting to meeting. So although it seems like a rather assertive schedule in terms of something in August and then September and then quite possibly early October, I believe personally that that's an appropriate schedule for us to stick to as you know, before we get to LA, so that the group actually has something to discuss there.
Yeah. And what is also included, because say if you go back to the objectives, it's by the Los Angeles meeting is that we will take a first crack at the say the feasibility and a fulsome discussion on the feasibility of a framework. So by then we should have concluded the prep work and everybody should be up to speed. And in order to do that, is the proposal will be to have a 90-minute discussion late Sunday afternoons on say the first Sunday during the Los Angeles meeting. I think that was.
Yeah.
If that's fine, then I don't have anything else, and that so we concluded number five on the agenda item on the agenda. So that was next meetings. Again, as an action, we will send out a doodle poll, and then by end of August will be the next meeting, and that will be on the review. Say first of all, revisit the bit on the policies for final confirmation, and then start the review of the typology as introduced by the study group. So everybody is requested to have a look again at the typology of the as developed by the study group in preparation of that call, and to check if there are questions, etc. And again, to confirmation a starting point, and that's it, I believe.
Yes.
So now we are on to item number six, closure. Lisa, Paul.
Well, I have no further. So, Paul, if you have anything.
I'm sorry, I do tend to monopolize these calls, but no, I have nothing else to add. Thank you, everyone, for your time, and look forward to receiving emails from the Secretariat in the next couple of days confirming our next engagement.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Have a nice
bye-bye.
Summer or
thank
winter
you,
or whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Francesca. We now stop the recordings. Thank you.